Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Speaking of best friends, you know, we've often associated A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts as best friends. I mean, I think they are. I mean,
best friends.
Yeah, they talk about it. But listen to this. This was interesting. It's about chemistry and team and the idea of, you know, if the Patriots offered the third overall pick, would you trade them A.J. Brown? They inquired about him, according to Albert Breer. I thought this was pretty cool from Nevante Smith a couple days ago, his press conference, talking about the relationship between him and A.J. and, you know, like, is that difficult when one guy has a big game and the other one doesn't, how they handle it? This was pretty cool from Devontae talking about he and A.J.
Like I said, two guys that understand one another. I think the relationship that we have has made us be able to, you know, take the games where we don't have the big games and the other one does, be able to just, you know, be happy for each other. You know, it's never a time that we're sitting up there, you know, we're mad at each other or mad at anyone about not getting targets. But, I mean, let's be realistic. Everybody wants to be, a part of the game. Everybody wants to make that big play. And you should be happy that you have a guy like that, because you have a lot of guys that when that time comes, they'll shy away from the moment. You have a guy like him. You have a guy like me that we're never going to shy away from the moment. When that moment comes, we always want to be a part of it. And I think that's the good thing about it. And, you know, everybody wants to spin it this way and that way. But, I mean, you have two guys who want to be the alpha, and I feel like that's a good thing. And you have two guys that are happy for each other. I mean, me and AJ, we talk every day. We call each other every day. We make sure that we talk on the phone every day, whether it's football, it's life. You know, last night we had the kids on the phone talking.
You know, I like that. You know, the two of them, that's the thing we always wonder, right? Like, how do they handle when you have two guys that want to be alphas that are, you know, think like number ones and you could say play like number ones? How do they handle playing together? Yeah, that was pretty cool listening to Devontae talk about their relationship. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the mantra that I live by. It's a big dinner table and everybody's going to eat. And that's kind of how he looks at it. Everybody's eating at this dinner table. And one night you might get the big piece of chicken. And the next night, it might be somebody else. And that's how you should look at it. It's not always meant for you to shine bright all the time. You know, sometimes somebody else has to, you know, get their shine. And you might have to take a back seat, but you have to be comfortable with that. And it sounds like the slim, skinny Batman, he's comfortable with that.
I love his mentality. You know, he's become, and rightfully so, a fan favorite here. He's played his butt off. He has played like a star. He deserved that contract. I loved hearing that. 215-592-9494. All right. Patriots inquired about A.J. Brown. A.J. has expressed, you know, that he was a Patriots fan growing up, changed his stuff on Instagram and Twitter to Tom Brady yesterday. Then he said, calm down. I just was watching the Dynasty documentary. Relax. Not really sure why he followed Jacoby Brissett on Instagram, but whatever.
Now, if everything, like,
it's look, a, I mean, it's.
You're not going to sit, like, the one thing you're not going to do today is anybody's going to sit here and tell me that this isn't a thing, because this is social media and everything that happens on social media is a thing.
Well, that's, and again, I'm not that much older, but I'm older than, you know, these players, right? And but I've noticed, I think we all have over the past, I don't know how long this has been a thing, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. This is how they get messages out.
This is how they establish likes or dislikes. The fact that, you know, Darius Slay unfollowed me. That's a tell. I don't care what anybody said, which is cool. I'm not sitting up here in my feelings. I'm just giving people examples of the folks that are going to call him and say, oh, this is not a big deal. It is. It is. You follow Jacoby Brissett. He's the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots.
And the timing. Like, I understand. I'm sure players across the league who follow other players, they may know them, agents, whatever, camps. Like, I get it. Players and players move teams all the time, so they may know other players. Maybe AJ and Jacoby have a relationship. The timing, right?
Is everything.
The timing,
right?
Is everything. We get the story that, you know, the Patriots inquired about AJ Brown. AJ puts up the Tom Brady thing. AJ is out there following Jacoby. Like, the timing. So my thing is, all right, maybe deep down AJ has an affinity for the Patriots. Maybe he wishes since draft night he was there in 2019. Whatever. That's cool. I know he's an Eagle.
That's okay.
And it's okay. I want to keep him here in general. Okay? But if the Patriots want him that bad, they have an enormous asset, the third overall pick. If the Patriots are willing to trade that pick to the Eagles, see AJ, I'll move on. I'll get a cheaper, perhaps just as productive receiver over the next few years. And I could rid myself of this drama, shake things up a little bit. And guys, there's a chance, and I will say it's probably a small chance because AJ Brown's tremendous. Marvin Harrison could be better. I mean, I know Kyle's saying that we're trying to win the Super Bowl next year, but there's a chance. Marvin Harrison has been spoken about the last 2 years as a truly special wide receiver prospect. Again, not to knock AJ at all. He was a second round pick. People didn't talk about AJ Brown this way, and he's exceeded expectations. But if Marvin Harrison is Larry Fitzgerald, the next Larry Fitzgerald, that's an all-time player.
Yeah, I'll take that
all day. Oh, my goodness, of course.
I'll take that all day.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's grab Chuck in Mount Airy, and then we'll let you hear what AJ said about when the Patriots passed on him a few years ago in the NFL draft. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio?
Hey, Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
What's going on, man? Hey, listen, I was doing some thinking, right? And this is what I've come up with. This guy throws a lot of subliminal messages, and I don't hate AJ. I think AJ's a phenomenal player. You know what I mean? And I want him here as much as everybody else does. I would want him here if he only wanted to be here. He wants to go, let him go. And if the number three pick is there to get Marvin Harrison Jr., you know how good Marvin Harrison Jr. is? I hear people say, oh, we ain't going to Super Bowl if AJ go. Well, when was the last team that won a Super Bowl with a great wide receiver? I mean, Marvin can step right back, right in right now, I believe, and give the production AJ Brown gives. I really do believe that. That's how good this guy is, man. He was good at 12 years old. This guy come from a pedigree. Marvin Harrison was a great wide receiver. He's bigger than his father. He's faster than his father. He might come in here and be better than his father. He might come in and be better than A.J. Brown. So, the number three pick, absolutely. I'm trading him in a heartbeat. And I just don't like the way, all this stuff is going down with his locker room. And it seems like they always point back at AJ, And the sideline antics and all that, And like I said, I don't hate the guy. I think he's a great receiver. I would never want to just trade him for nothing unless it's the third round pick. If it's the third round pick, he's out of here. But I just think that I would want this locker room to be tight this year. And I think that, everything with AJ and Jalen, I don't think they're as close as they normally were. And I could be reading too much.
No, well, Chuck, but I don't think you're wrong on that. It doesn't seem that way. And maybe they are and we don't see it. But I remember when he first was traded here and they had that video they put out where they were on FaceTime and it seemed like they were almost like brothers or cousins. Like they were so close. And I don't get that sense the same anymore.
Relationships change.
Hey, yeah,
they do. They change.
Hey,
and that's cool.
Let me ask you this, Hugh, right? If you had a problem with a guy in a locker room that you advocated to get here, come here, and he just, flipped on you like that, as a player, how would you feel, would you feel betrayed? Would you feel like, this guy, like just basically slapped me in my face after I advocated for him to be here, being a quarterback of this team? Like, how would you feel being a player, you asked this guy to be here, basically told Howie to go get this guy, and he just, just embarrassed you on national TV. The one time when he said, I don't care if Jalen was sick, it just seemed like he just turned on a guy completely to me.
Well, I think as a grown man, I mean, relationships change. And it's unfortunate that, it happens the way that it happens. But I think the best thing you could do in a situation like this is find common ground and try to just be as cordial as you possibly can. I mean, that's really all you can do.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, the number three pick, and like I said, the money is right. Like Joe, you said, it ain't even about the personality and all that. We got two $20 million-plus wide receivers. That's not going to last. So to reset the money and to get a great wide receiver, I do it. Go Sixers. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, Chuck, man. We appreciate it. And that's a big thing for me. I know Howie's great at the cap, but if you could change the money, and it's a big difference over the years, it's worth it for me. 215-592-9494. Or there's another way to do this as well with the draft picks, excuse me, and what Howie could do. He could change the whole team. We'll get to that in a second. But first, let's listen to AJ. This is when he's telling the story here of when the Patriots didn't draft him. Again, he grew up a Patriots fan. He was a Brady fan. All that's real, right? So he went in for a workout. He worked out for the Patriots. This was 2019. They obviously passed on him. The Titans selected him in the draft. Here's his emotions when he didn't get picked by the Pats.
I just knew I was going to the Patriots because I was a big Patriots fan. I got a phone call, and I'm like, this is it. But it wasn't it. It was my agent. And so he was like, just tight. And I'm like, okay. He was like, they finna take a receiver. And I'm like, okay, cool, bet. You know.
You think it was you?
I just saw the time just kept going down on the Patriots clock. And I was like, they tripping. Like, oh, what the hell is going on? You know, so they ain't no pick. Said the pick is in. I know I ain't got a phone call right now. So I'm like, this shit over.
Yeah.
So I told my brother, I told D, I said, bro, let's go. And I left everybody at the house and went home. I went in the closet and cried my eyes out.
Cried his eyes out when he wasn't selected by the Patriots.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not mad. Listen, and this is how I look at it. And I know he tried to, you know, put the kibosh on it. I feel like this is what happened. His agent told him that maybe there was an interest from the Patriots. He got excited because that's the team that he wanted to play for. So he followed the quarterback, and he put Tom Brady up as his screensaver, which is okay.
I think Detective Douglas just nailed this one.
No, I'm saying.
That's the title.
Which is okay. But then when he found out or somebody gave him a call and said, hey, man, it's not happening, it was no way he could go from there.
And he saw the reaction. He's like,
you're not about to, like I said, you're not about to sit up here and tell me as a grown-ass man, which I have been trying to, you know, buck since I've been here, but I have to be in certain situations, being a grown-up.
Grown-up clothes
like,
and stuff.
Like, yeah, this is not nothing. This is not nothing.
No.
Like, so don't be sitting here talking about it ain't nothing. Like, he got excited, which is fine. And he thought he was gone. And then the kibosh was put on it. How he put the kibosh on it.
All right, let me throw this at you, and then we have to tell everyone what today is, because it's Friday, it is a tri-day. But, all right, so the number one option, I think the most likely option, if this happened, right, AJ to the Pats for the third pick in the draft, the Eagles could just draft Marvin Harrison Jr. Hugh, there's another thing they could do, too. I mean, how we could get creative here. We keep seeing these mocks where these teams want to move up, right, the Vikings. I mean, the Eagles could trade AJ for the third pick and then auction off the third pick. I mean, Minnesota has 11-23. They could swap 3, if they get it, for AJ, for 11-23 and have the 11th pick, have the 22nd pick, have the 23rd pick. I mean, I know.
That's a lot.
Someone over here really likes those, what do you call them, young players?
Young Thundercats.
You have 3 Thundercats in this draft.
Three little Thundercats.
You can get a receiver. Now, obviously, if you didn't take Harrison, you couldn't get him. But you could get a receiver. You can get an offensive lineman. You get a corner. You get the best corner in the draft at 11. You could get a receiver and a lineman at 22-23. I mean, Kyle wouldn't be able to scream because they'd get everything. I mean, we'd all be happy. No matter if you're a pillars or a playmakers person, you'd be happy. Again, it would give them total flexibility. I think the number one option would be Marvin Harrison. Just draft him at 3 and plug and play. But it also would set the Eagles up to auction off that pick for a ton if Howie wanted to do it. All right, it is a Friday. Along with this conversation on AJ, we'll get to some Sixer stuff in a little bit here. It's a Friday, which on this show means it's a tri-day. You know, looking at the calendar, looking at the time here, it feels like maybe a weekend for Munchies?
Yeah, 420. Happy 420, everybody.
Munchies. All right, that's our tri-day today is give us your best Munchies. I mean, like, your go-to Munchie. This is for Hugh? I think it's for anyone who wants to have
just
some Munchies
have some
this
Munchies
weekend.
This weekend. Yeah, right. It's just a Munchie weekend. You know, it's one of those weekends where it's probably, you know, it'd be a great weekend to have some snacks.
Do you have a go-to munch? I don't know if you've had it in a while, but I remember you told me once that you like to have like the pound cake and the ice
pound
cream.
Pound cake. I haven't done that in a while.
Pound cake and the vanilla ice cream.
You know, I've been trying to do the shredding thing, but I will eat vanilla ice cream. Like, because here's the thing. We don't have like in the South, they had the Publix. Publix where is the place where. Like, they had great baked food, and they had somebody's grandmother in the basement holding her hostage cooking chicken.
That's the grocery store where Jameis Winston stole from, right?
Yeah. The crab legs. But, yeah, so we don't have a Publix up here. I think the closest thing to that would be, like, a Wegmans.
Yeah, Wegmans.
Yeah, I would agree. They don't put seasoning on their food like that. But anyway, so yeah, it would be the pound cake and the ice cream. Bluebell ice cream.
That's your go-to munchie?
Yeah, that would be my go-to.
All right, 215-592-9494. Try day today, your go-to munchie on a weekend where you wipe out some munchies. And, of course, this A.J. Brown thing. Would you trade him for the third overall pick in the draft? I would. I mean, that's the conversation. If I'm Howie and the Patriots call, I say, call back if you're off in the third pick. And if you're off in the third pick, we got a deal. Hugh would do it. Kyle's holding out this whole idea of keeping A.J. Brown instead of trading for the third pick in the draft. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Fransky Friday, fellas.
What's going on, Chris?
Hey, first of all, I got to address something real big here. Hugh, you always talk about getting a big piece of chicken at the table. So to that clown up in New York that wants to trash the Sixers fans for cheering for the chicken, shut up, you moron.
Breaking for chicken?
Who doesn't like chicken, Chris? Every arena in America, people want chicken. Just because the Knicks aren't creative enough to do that kind of promotion. Come on. You know what? Shut up.
Yeah, he needs to shut his mouth up there. So anyway, moving on, I got to talk quick fills, and then we're going to get into this Eagles thing, because I got to stay on my soapbox, guys. I told you, Stinky Nicky is got to be sat down. He's batting 159, zero extra base hits, slugging a whopping 159. Dude, Rojas, who was getting all kinds of heat, well, Rojas is hitting 200, two extra base hits, slugging a 244, which, you know, is not very impressive, but compared to Stinky Nicky, looks great. So play Pache, all right? Let's move on. Let's move on, fellas. Eagles. Should we trade this pick?
The 22nd pick? I would trade. If I can move up, Chris, to get one of the top corners, yes, I would do it.
And Joe, you are smart today. Hell yes, we're trading this for the third pick. Kyle, I think Kyle started 420 a little early. Like, dude, it's Marvin Harrison Jr. This guy's an elite kid. He's going to be a dominant force.
Maybe.
So, yes.
Maybe.
Yes. Likely. No, maybe.
100%.
Likely. It's not 100%.
It's a likely.
But it's 100%. Not 100%. I have 100%.
It is 100%. Kyle.
No, it's not.
My take.
No, it's not.
Well, it's his truth.
It's my truth. So, listen, he's less money. You're going to have him controlled for a longer period of time. And you know what, guys? He also is less drama. This AJ thing, and, you know, he's posting pictures of Brady and crying for the Patriots and everything, it's tiresome. He's tiresome. Jalen's tired of him. He's turned his best friend against him to the point where I don't think Jalen hates him, but I think Jalen's like, yo, bro, I've had about enough out of your mouth. Like, I just can't take it no more. Just all right, bro.
Yeah, it's getting old. I mean, after a while, it gets old. Numbers. All right, Chris, give us a munchie. What do you got?
Got to go with it, man. Funyuns, yeah.
Funyuns are, like, the thing about Funyuns, though.
It's a good one, Chris.
When you eat too many Funyuns, the top of your, it's like the Captain Crunch. It gets to the top of your mouth. But the Funyuns, like, dude, nothing hits like a Funyun. Like, you know what I mean? When you eat Funyuns, yeah, Funyuns, that's a
yeah,
good
one. That when that Captain Crunch thing, you're talking an 11-year-old baby, because I had a lot of Captain
Crunch.
Like,
dog, it's just the top of your mouth, man. It just, yeah.
It destroys the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, it does.
You know, but it's darn good. All right, so just quickly, and we'll talk to Scott Fransky, of course, on a Fransky Friday coming up at 12. He mentioned Castellanos. This is our, yesterday we had someone want him sent to the minors. Today we have a bench Castellanos. I just looked, because he mentioned some of his numbers. So there's one so far this season, there have been 187 hitters that have enough at-bats to be on the leaderboard. 187. Castellanos' OPS ranks 185. It's been a really tough start for Nick Castellanos. Let's go to Chris, who is in Plymouth Meeting. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate being on the show.
You got it, Chris.
I will say this is kind of a ridiculous question. It's kind of like a hot take to me, to be honest. It's a no-brainer.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ridiculous question. I'm
it's a hot take, but a no-brainer.
So, Chris, before you respond, most people wouldn't do it. That's why it's not a ridiculous question. I would do it in a heartbeat. I think you would too. But most people, I'm telling you right now, most people we're going to talk to from now to the rest of the show and so far don't want to do this.
I feel like that's misinformed. I don't get it. I mean, I think it's more realistic to say to trade Jalen Hurts for the 3rd overall pick at that value.
Oh, that's not a hot take.
Yeah, I mean,
not
that
at
is
all.
A hot take. No, that's a hot take, of course. But I'm
he's
just
an
saying,
idiot.
The 3rd pick, it's just, you know, I don't get it. I think a more realistic trade to the Patriots would be AJ for the 34th pick, their 2nd-round pick, the 68th pick, the 3rd, you know, so New England 2nd pick, 3rd pick this year, and their 2nd pick.
Chris, I agree with you. Based on NFL history, based on the trade value chart, I agree that what you're saying is more realistic. My perspective was I don't really want to trade him, so you got to overpay. Like, if you overpay, I'll ship him out. Like, I don't care. And obviously, in this instance, based on what the Patriots have to offer, because they don't have many players to offer, the overpay is the 3rd pick. I mean, that's to set it there is like, I have to do it. I think obviously you would too.
Absolutely. It's an over.
He hung up. Sounded like he dropped.
No, he's back.
He's back. Oh.
And I also think, like, if you're going to trade him, and not that we're going to trade him, of course, you know, but I think it would be more likely for like a guy like Patrick Surtain.
Absolutely. And Chris, it's interesting because that came up recently where it sounds like the Broncos are desperate to get a pick back or something. They want
to move
up for a quarterback. So I think the Surtain thing could be in play on draft night. And Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Could be in play on draft night. So it's funny. Sometimes I think of these trade ideas and I think they're a no-brainer, but a lot of people don't, right? That's what makes the conversation interesting. Like, there's no question in my mind I would do this. Just a quick look. And this is not gospel. It's just it's a subsect of people. Okay, but we put up a poll about an hour ago on our midday show page. Would you trade AJ Brown to the Patriots for the 3rd overall pick in the draft? So far, and there's about 3,400 votes on this thing in about an hour. 63% of people would not do this.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, our last caller thinks it's a no-brainer. Actually, thinks it's like, of course. Like, why are we even having this conversation? Yet, 63% of people, Hugh, on this poll so far would not do it
for the 3rd pick in the draft.
For the 3rd pick.
That's interesting.
I know. So that tells me not. Even though I might think it's a no-brainer, you might think it's a no-brainer. Not everyone feels the same way. I mean, obviously, some people just don't want to trade A.J. Brown no matter what because, I mean, let's be real, there's not much better value than the 3rd pick. There's the 2nd pick. There's the 1st. There's not much higher you can go than 3rd. Leon
is
at Dallas.
A lot for that.
What's up, Leon?
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Good,
hey,
Leon.
Hey, buddy. Good talking to you. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
What's up, buddy? Hey, Ben.
But I love the doing great, man. I appreciate you asking. I do think it is an interesting proposition, AJ, for the 3rd. But I'm going to be honest. I don't think New England will do it. I think maybe if we were to probably put together a little package, maybe AJ and who says the 3rd, I think maybe they would entertain it. But listen, man, I'm afraid, and I do agree with Kyle to a degree, that you don't know what you're going to get. I mean, just look a few years ago with Kyle Pitts in Atlanta. That hasn't worked out yet, but it's still open for him. But I would be afraid as well just because you don't know what you're going to get.
Well, Leon, it's fair, right? Not every top 5, top 6 pick, especially a skill position player, just pops, right? Once in a while, they don't. Now, I'll go to the other side of it, right? You're right. Kyle Pitts has been a bust. He hasn't produced so far.
Bust is so strong.
Well, he has.
Well, they ain't got no quarterback.
Okay, that's part of it, but he hasn't produced. Now, the other side, though, Leon, is Ja'Marr Chase, right? Like, boom, they put him in, and they got to the Super Bowl that year. He popped right away.
And, you know, that is a great point. You can also make the case that the whole LSU connection helped with that because, you know, him and Joe were already, you know, LSU teammates and they did great things back then. So, yeah, I definitely hear you. Again, I would do it only if, you know, only if we were guaranteed to get Pitts, because I mean, not Pitts.
Marvin.
Harrison Jr., because I do like him. Yeah, Marvin. But I just don't know, you know. But I'm not going to stay on here too long because I'm actually at work. But I do appreciate you guys taking my call. And Hugh, you brought up the whole Bluebell ice cream. Listen, I live here in Texas, and, dude, Bluebell is amazing. You just kind of
flashback. Yeah, man. You know what? I missed, man, the banana pudding Bluebell ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
They had what's the other one? Banana split?
Mm. It seems like you're ready for some munchies. All right, 215-592-9494. Hit all your phone calls on this. Would you trade AJ for the third pick in the draft? I would. I understand how good he is. I understand Kyle's objection. We're moving off a guy that we know for a guy that's prospect. I get it, but I would do it. If the Patriots want him that bad, that's the phone call I'd make if I'm Howie. AJ for the third pick. Would you do it? We'll sprinkle in some Knicks and Sixers, our biggest concern for this series. I'm excited. Tomorrow, the first time since 1989, we get the Sixers and the Knicks in the postseason. And on try day, give us your go-to munchie. 215-592-9494. On the other side, you'll hear something Paul Reed said yesterday. Was it smart to say out loud before this series begins? We'll hit it all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.